This shit is crazy. You ready?
Seriously.
We on? All right, baby. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. What it do? It's your boys. We back with your fucking 15 Sark stream. The first stream of the new motherfucking year, baby. 2021. It's your boy Mako with the fucking Draco. Yes, Ron the Don. Toby One Kenobi. Back, baby. Coming directly at you with the hot topics of the fucking week. And man,
you know the vibes.
You already know, man. I want to hop directly into it. Today has been an insane day on the... Is it the 6th?
Today is the 6th of January.
We're not even a week into 2020, my nigga.
AKA December 37, 2020.
This, I saw this tweet earlier. This is 2020 B-sides. Mm. Like, these the deep cuts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Bonus had. Tracks, baby. Let's go. All right, so...
Deluxe edition.
As y'all know, if y'all have been paying attention, we live in Atlanta, Georgia. So Georgia flipped blue again for the second time. And less than we repeating around here. Hopefully we keep the trend going.
96, 97.
The Democrats will now control the House and the Senate.
And the presidency.
And the presidency.
It's a three-peat.
First time, I think.
Triple crown.
Well, no, I think this, I looked up somewhere. I think this happened during George Bush's.
At one point during Obama's presidency, I think they
he had all three.
Mm. Yeah, I think I think
the first time,
the first time, in the first term, for most of the first term, I think he
maybe
had
it
all
was
three.
The first 2 years. I don't think it was for the whole term. I think it was.
I think I think it was the last 2 years of the first term, and then I think it was at another point another 2 years in the second term. I think because I think he had it from like maybe 2010 to 2012, and then maybe 2014 to 2016. I'm not 100% sure, but I know he did at least have it once. That was the only time that he could actually get stuff done. We saw what Trump did, having for both of his 4 years, all of his 4 years, all three. So, and that led us directly
to where we are now, man. You know, I don't even, I'm trying to figure out where to even pick up to start. So,
there's a lot of shit that happened today.
Because even the fact, even while we're recording this, I'm on my Twitter, shit is still happening. Like,
shit is currently happening.
Like, the night shift is different,
bro.
These niggas clocked in and chose violence.
So let's
and I am here.
Let's go back. Let's go back.
9:30 p.m.
Yo, so. That 9:30 shift, bro. That graveyard shift.
Dark outside.
This 7 to 5 graveyard shift.
But Baltimore put
different.
Baltimore put up that curfew and said,
So basically, if you are unaware, the MAGA. Is it? I guess that's what we can call them.
Yeah, it's MAGA. MAGA. I think it's mostly MAGA. I don't even know how many Proud Boys are here.
MAGA, Proud Boys, and Confederates. The evil whites up to the Capitol building today, and they were basically they showed up to the D.C. I believe to protest.
Yeah, they showed up to D.C. to protest the election.
And Trump said something along the lines of, "If
stand he, back and stand by."
No,
first.
Before no. Did he say that at first?
He said that way back during one of the debates.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was like the first thing.
Did he say something like they can overturn the votes?
He said Mike Pence can overturn decertify the election.
Yeah,
or something
and then
like
Mike
that.
Pence responded
and then,
saying basically,
I don't have that power.
That. Yeah,
like, you don't know how government works. Yeah. I don't have that power. And then all of them turned on Mike Pence.
And then Trump said something like, show strength. Like,
he told them
go to the Capitol
building. He said every senator who doesn't decertify the election is a traitor. And Monday when they were rallying here in Georgia for Perdue and Loeffler, he had said on Wednesday, you know, Mike Pence can, he was like, basically he can do something, you know, to help us. And if he doesn't, then I won't like him that much. So clearly he didn't do it. Now Trump doesn't like him. And his base is like,
ready to fucking attack. So I believe he said something along the lines in there, like, go there and like show strength. And
yeah, something like that.
Went there.
His tweets are getting deleted left and right, so I don't even know if I can go back and find it.
And he went there.
Man, he's been suspended for what, 12 hours.
Yeah, 12 hours.
So they went there and they showed strength. And
thank you, Jack.
About time.
God damn,
Jack. For the first time,
we've been asking for this for 5 fucking years.
Name, it's the fact that his name is really just Jack.
Yeah, it really is.
Jack. Jack. Like, so, like,
these niggas got to the Capitol building, and for the first time in 209 years.
The War of 1812.
Niggas, and when I say niggas, I mean like whites. Whites are like the true niggas of the earth.
War name. It's just the war of that year. Like y'all really didn't have anything. The war else of 1812. Like y'all really like, didn't have anything nothing else specifically. And this is the first time since then that white people were like, "Hey, let's go storm the Capitol building."
I mean, if I was white in America, I would be mad. I mean, I probably would be now, but like, you know, for 200 years, that's a pretty long run. Yeah, even longer than that. Like, because you had like 400 years before that. Yeah. So like, but whatever the case may be, they stormed the Capitol building. They actually got in. And it's just crazy to think about. So I was going to make this. They were escorted. They went on a tour, bro.
Extensive tour.
Yeah, like, it's literally not legal to be in there. So yeah. The fact that like niggas was in there posting pictures, niggas like put MAGA hats on the statues and was chilling
with
the flag.
They put the Trump flag in Gerald Ford's hand. Mm-hmm. And
was sitting in the House Committee chair. But, that is a hard ass picture. It is. Yeah, you.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro. That was a hard ass. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. These pictures these domestic terrorists were posting, this shit was hard. gonna hold you, bro. The angles, the filter, like, niggas was really on their Instagram shit. Like, that shit was, I was like, yo, I'm mad at this. Like, this is not okay. But I'm gonna have to double tap that, man. Like, that, yeah. I fuck with that. Yo, like,
speaking of niggas, though, can we talk about the random spurts and niggas that are. Like,
throughout the fucking White House, bro. Like, niggas just
looking around for the stimulus.
I'm gonna sign that shit right now.
He was in the chamber, bro, like a real, like Northeast nigga, bro. Fitted back, puff jacket. I didn't see if he had on Tim's. Mm-hmm. Puff jacket, backwards fitted. Like nigga was posted up in like the chamber area. He was looking around. Somebody captioned it like, "If I was Mitch McConnell, where would I put those $2,000?" I was like, bro. Even in a crisis, niggas are hilarious. Like, it don't matter. We're in the middle of a whole insurrection.
The world could be fucking
and niggas ending. Are making the best jokes I've heard. Bro.
And it's beautiful because we can really just, like, be back here and just, like, chill.
And, like, yeah, like, and niggas, when I say niggas this time, I mean black people, can literally just chill. Like, we can literally just sit back.
We have the right
crack jokes. Like, yo. Yeah. Cracking jokes,
literally straight up cracking jokes, bro.
Like, it's like this is crazy. Hilarious.
It's literally even the fact of no sympathy, like that a woman died. I wasn't even gonna say poor. That a woman died, and niggas literally like, man.
I found out that dirt, I found out that nigga is. I found out her name and the fact that she died. Dirt. Because nigga said smoking on that Roberta pen.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. That was how I found out she died and what her name was.
The dirt.
I was like,
fucking
wow.
Jack Fox. Fucking full government.
Full government.
Shout out to fucking Zach Fox, man. Full fucking government name.
Like, bro.
You go like, to the comments, smoking on that Roberta.
Smoking on that Roberta, bro. Bro,
niggas been straight up disrespectful. And like, I love to see it.
Absolutely disrespectful. And it's so warranted.
Nigga said it was Roberta Runtz.
Roberta Runtz.
I'm sorry. I'm not. Man. I don't wish death on nobody, but. Roberta Runtz. I'm smoking on Roberta Runtz.
Sometimes you just gotta be more careful than that, man.
Niggas Photoshop music editing software on Nancy Pelosi's desk.
Yo.
On her computer. Like, I was like, bro, niggas are wildin', but they aren't. Because these white people are wilding in real life.
Them crackers.
Bro, it's crazy because, okay, so I talked about this earlier.
We need a new soundboard. We need to update this.
Dude, new soundboard coming again. Them crackers that's going on there. Bro, like.
Because I got you. I got the video. We can play it real quick just so niggas know.
I'm like. Because I think I was, I talked about this earlier on one of our podcasts, the fact that Obama, it's all been a pendulum swinging back and forth. So Obama getting elected pissed off a lot of white people.
75
and
million
then
white people.
A lot of the radical people.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't even immediate, though. He got elected, and it wasn't just the
he got elected twice.
He did, that's what I was about to say. It wasn't because Let me see. It was the... It automatically pissed off the super radical right-wing people. And there were people that were for Obama, but because of so much different shit that happened, those people were kind of like, all right, well, fuck Obama. And then the next election came around and they were like, one, we're not going to put Hillary in there, and two, like, Hillary's too close to Obama, like... Three, especially let's try something different. Winning
twice.
Yeah, he won twice.
Yes. So especially it's after him twice. So it's,
you know who wasn't happy about that? Oh damn! My phone sold.
Oh no!
It's sold. Why isn't it playing it? No. Damn.
It's okay. Them crackers. was not very satisfied. So they put Trump in office.
Them crackers muted my phone, man.
So. After Trump got in office, now you have all this other fuck shit going on now. And, like, these are the... Basically, the angry whites mad that they're losing...
The radical conservative Donald Trump.
Yeah, and they're mad that they're losing power. And the pendulum is now swinging in the Democrats' favor now because of all the last 4 years of dog shit. And this is the fallout.
It's crazy because, like, this was really... predicted as far as the pendulum swing going and Democrats literally sweeping the board as far as when it comes to general
and
elections.
Democrats and still didn't even do as good as they should have. Well.
Yeah.
They did so much better in 2018. Which is literally what...
Shout out to Stacey Abrams.
Shout out to Stacey Abrams. That's
shout out to fucking Stacey
with
Abrams.
The LeBron
That's
face.
What really propelled this, the 2018 races. And the funniest thing about Stacey Abrams is if Kemp didn't cheat, Biden would not have won Georgia.
Enjoy your fucking term, Kemp.
And Purdue.
Enjoy your fucking term.
And most likely Doug Collins would have been the senators of Georgia. Biden probably still would have won the presidency because that wouldn't have had anything to do with Michigan and Pennsylvania who he won. But he would not have won Georgia because all Kemp would have done was just purge another million votes.
Yeah.
Like he did this time. And as governor, Stacey Abrams still would have been able to do a lot of work to get people registered, but she wouldn't have reached the same numbers that she did not being governor. That's why she didn't run this year. She spent longer than in 2018 mobilizing and getting these grassroots things, right to vote and stuff, up off the ground. She spent like 10 years doing it because I went and looked at it. People shared articles about it, so I read them. But it, like, ramped up so much after 2018 because everything came out about Kemp as Secretary of State purging documents. He owned the fucking voting machines that we voted on here. So they were like, oh, she was like, she's literally, somebody tweeted it. She is the embodiment of Bet. They're like, you cheated? She's like, oh, okay, cool. Okay, watch me work. And she went to work. And registered almost like a million people.
Literally, yeah.
Literally,
bro. Like,
I think something like 90% more people registered to vote for the runoffs than the November election.
I almost not.
In a matter of
and
a
was
month
like a,
or two.
And it was like a, what, 50,000 candidate drop?
Yeah.
Voter drop?
Yeah.
I almost knocked the nigga out.
Still won.
Still won.
Almost knocked the nigga out yesterday. It had to be the day before yesterday. Because, like... Bro, they've been really persistent with this. I'm really happy this election is over because now I don't get any more text messages to my phone asking if I'm going to vote. Like, if I took a screenshot and put it up, there was a point I looked at my phone, like, in a day. Like, it was like, I got, like, 13 different messages. Just vote. Hey, have you voted? Hey, have you voted? Hey, have you voted? And then niggas, like, bro, I almost knocked a nigga out yesterday. A nigga came and knocked on my door and asked if I was going to vote. And I was like... Right, yes, I'm going to vote. And I'm literally going to vote tomorrow. Okay, cool. And I went to go take a nap. Somebody else knocked on my door right before I was about to fall asleep. I opened the door. And the nigga was shook, bro. Because the look on my face was literally... It had to be like, bro, I'm going to kill you. He was like stammering and stuttering and shit. He was trying to hurry up. Because I know there's a set of questions they have to ask. He was like, yeah, dude, I'm sorry. I have to... Did such and such live here? I was like, bro, they're not here. And I'm the only nigga on that list of niggas is here. He was like, okay, And he asked whatever he asked. He was like, all right, bro. I'm sorry, bro. Have a good day. And he ran off. And I was like, bro.
See, they only came to my house once.
No, they beat you.
I recently went and voted on election day. Shout out to Warnock and...
radical liberal.
Radical Warnock, dude.
No, y'all wild.
And fucking John Ossoff, man.
And John Ossoff, I don't have a name for John Ossoff.
Congratulations.
Oh my god, no, I'm sorry, Ron.
You didn't see this? Gotta put that up.
Ms. Oh my god.
Send that to me, please.
Send that to me, please.
But after I voted, it literally took like 2 seconds. After I voted,
I'm gonna text it to you.
I
went over to my mom's house. And she was literally telling me how they came to the house and they were knocking on the door, asking questions about, oh, have you voted? Has Karan voted? And it was just crazy. She was like, they were hounding her, and I was like, damn. I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I'm glad they don't know where I live.
Like, yeah, bro, they like dead ass. Like, and then even after you vote, I'm like, bro, please, bro. I don't know if y'all have, and especially like viewers from other places, bro.
They might not have come to my house too, because I did the absentee voting. Mm-hmm. I sent mine out, and mine was like accepted back in December, like December 22nd. Because I would check it every day. Because
your day full encounter.
I know Brad Raffensperger said he wasn't purging accounts, but these niggas still be tripping. So I checked it every day. But that's probably why they stopped coming to my house, because I had already voted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The day College Park saved the world.
Oh, man.
Like,
DeKalb County, where you at?
Because I don't know, especially for the people that listen in other states that aren't Georgia, like, I don't know if you guys get the ads, but like...
They don't get the ads.
Because it only makes sense.
Yeah.
Bro, the ads, I don't know if y'all have ever... How many of y'all have like watched the Boondocks? They actually seem like shit out of the Boondocks. Like,
these ads do not seem real.
They don't.
Goddamn America.
I think it sounded like he said fuck America, but he might have said goddamn America. They bleeped it out.
They bleeped it out.
So it sounds like fuck. It was like... God beep America. And then the actual narrator. Do you want to vote for somebody?
God and the military.
And then the narrator. Do you want to vote? Do you want somebody running Georgia that says God fuck America?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, actually crazy.
Well, I mean, if I think
America
about it,
needs to repent for its whiteness. He thinks that America needs to repent for its whiteness.
They're like, they need to open up the jail and let our boys go.
Really?
Have criminals running the streets.
Bro, the David Perdue commercial. The David Perdue. I can't even remember. I'd have to go look it up to like.
I only know like two quotes. David Perdue commercials.
It's the quotes in it. Like, it's the fact that he's just staring at the screen with no soul. Like,
hey, they were like,
I'm David Perdue.
I forgot what Ossoff said, but he ran one with AOC,
mm-hmm.
and they just chopped it, and it was honestly poor editing.
It was literally
such
editing.
Poor editing.
What was
they
it?
Chopped it up to make her say like no negotiating, no working with
him. Do you want to work with somebody who doesn't want to negotiate?
Not with y'all.
It was literally the way they cut it.
It was such chop. Like, have you ever watched a YouTube video and it's very clear that the nigga can't get out what he's trying to say in one go or like two goes, so it just keeps skipping. It's like, hey, welcome to my YouTube channel, this is, and he's changing positions. That's legit the soundbite they got of AOC. It was so choppy.
I loved Raphael Warnock with his dog.
Radical liberal.
Yo, all the commercials.
The right wants you. I think I'm radical.
I ain't even know. Right.
If he got Tony Hawk in the commercial, no way.
I would have won.
Like, he already won, but no, it would have been
I'm
a
just
large
a pastor
bother.
With a dog.
Today, I went and watched a YouTube video. And I didn't get a radical liberal Raphael Warnock commercial. And I was a little sad because I was like, damn, I wanted to see my nigga walk his dog one more time. Like, you know, he's like, I love puppies.
That's what I'm saying. They were straight up like,
oh
bro, these I'm don't like,
bro,
even, this is not real.
I'm like, bro,
our simulation is glitching.
What are your platforms? Like, either of you, can you tell me? Like,
is this politics?
I know, but like, I've been seeing these commercials for months, and I don't know from the commercial what you're running on.
It's like, actually funny.
I am so confused.
They're literally just condemning each other. And then
that's literally it.
He wants to defund the police. people are gonna run in your house, take your shit. Yeah, man. So, like, right now, what's happening basically is I can't even. Can we say cops are still racist? Because they're just equally beating niggas' asses right
night,
now.
Night,
this is a joke. This is a joke. This is a joke.
I need to see what progresses through the night.
Yeah, night, so far, the night shift isn't as racist as the day shift. Because the day shift was opening up gates, holding niggas' hands, coming down the stairs as they were leaving. Night shift, though, came out with batons.
Yo, they pushed this nigga over the wall. Oh, my God.
Like, they came out with the shit.
I'm not going to lie. Watching these niggas do it to somebody else, look, man, they're really good at their job.
Yeah,
watching they are really good.
Like, watching them do it to white people, I get it.
Yeah.
I understand. I know that euphoric feeling that you get now when you see it happen to us.
This honestly gives me more comfort. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's like, okay.
All I worried about was, like, equality. And, like, I mean, this is a step closer
this is
to
technically
equality. This is a step.
This is a step in the right direction.
It's a step.
This is a step in the right direction.
I'm tired of seeing that video.
You know, so.
Literally, these two videos keep popping up on my timeline. So three videos now.
Trump supporters are decompressing in a hotel, all violating local mask rules.
Wear a mask.
Despite multiple massive signs about mask rule.
Oh.
Shout out to Zach Fox for depressing.
The irony would just be that they all get sick of COVID.
Bro, the spikes in 2 weeks are going to be absolutely ridiculous in D.C. D.C. has maintained pretty good COVID numbers throughout this.
But it's like, those people aren't really...
They're not from D.C. too. That's the lingering effect of them being there. Plus, we got this new variant. You know,
COVID
got an update.
COVID-19-2.
COVID-19.2. COVID got an iOS update.
Ultra Instinct COVID, bro. This can just go
proximity alert.
COVID hit you with, this isn't even my final
get
form.
Them Amber Alerts on
right?
High alert now.
This shit is
so it's like we got this going around. Like, and like you said, like, these people aren't even from D.C.
So they're going
to take it back to Ohio. Yeah. The lady Elizabeth who got maced is from fucking Knoxville, Tennessee. Yeah. So she's going to bring it back here or there.
Elizabeth.
Her name is Elizabeth.
I just read that they evacuated Kemp. Out the Capitol.
So. Kemp! They got my boy Kemp!
I don't know what's happening there, but...
Man, this shit is getting...
This shit getting crazy,
it's exciting. Crazy, like I said, it's exciting to watch from the other perspective. Like, not
like, you know.
Because we can just chill. That's, like I said, that's the best part, bro. Like, black people have nothing to do with it.
Really not SZA is a about whole the counter. Move. Like, there really isn't anything to counter-protest. Like...
Yeah, I mean, whose side am I supposed to be on?
We're chilling.
Like, am I supposed to be here and be like, oh, no, don't storm the Capitol building?
America is
Or be like, oh, no, don't hit them. Like,
we're chilling right now.
America's basically self-destructing.
Like, this white-on-white crime is really getting out of hand. Like, but, you know, it is what it is.
Plan brutality.
Oh, yeah, man.
Brutality, bro.
What is this? MAGA.
You my homie, but I'm sorry. I gotta do this.
This nigga's going to a fucking zone, bro. Oh my God. I like, can watch this on loop. I have
something like I guess 80% of cops voted for Donald Trump or support Donald Trump. So the night shift's got to be the other 20%. And that's why they coming in wrecking shit. That's the only explanation.
Those are niggas that really don't give a fuck.
But SZA is a whole move. Sorry I'm black and don't give a fuck about the white on white crime happening at Capitol Hill. Y'all be safe now.
Do y'all be safe?
Y'all be safe. All the black people in and around Capitol Hill, be safe. All the Hispanic, shout out to the Mexicans. Shout out to the Asian Americans. Shout out to all the people of color in and around Capitol Hill that ain't on that fuck shit. But if you are not any of those people, y'all be easy.
Yeah, man.
You know. Radical liberal Raphael Warnock.
I just hope that now, like... This is weird.
Hitting 720s in the Oval. He's not going to be in the Oval.
It's weird because I don't really have, like... It's a combination of me not having, like... Well, I don't know. Like I said, pendulum swing. So, because we've experienced so much racism within the last... Not even just racism. Ever? Just fuck shit. Like, in the last...
Ever?
I mean, it never stopped. But, like, because of the blatant, how blatant it was over the last few years, I feel like because of those reasons.
Went out the window.
Huh?
The dog whistles just went out the window.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like, but because of those things and that, like, the pendulum swung in the favor of, like, the Democrats type shit, and, like, niggas are going to basically have to do shit, which is kind of exciting to see. I'm not really a fan of Joe Biden.
Do you think it's almost like $750, $750 billion in a defense bill? You couldn't protect Capitol Hill.
They were protecting it when niggas was out there.
Oh, yeah. They had the guard, military out there and everything.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Side topics. Because also, score alert. I didn't want to talk about this while we were talking about political shit, but Bradley Beal dropped 60 points.
60 points. Yeah, 57 through it. Three quarters.
I don't know how he didn't drop 70, but they still lost.
You can't tell me this picture not hard.
It's hard.
This picture hard as hell.
That's hard.
Like, you can't tell me this picture not hard as hell, bro. This shit hard as hell.
My foot, nigga. My foot on the your desk. On your desk. Your
desk, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I work here, nigga.
Nigga, me.
Answering your phone.
It's my mail.
I have that same
my
look.
Stimmy.
Got the flag on the desk.
Yo, straight up.
Was hard.
He made it further than anybody has before. He made history that day. So,
they had a noose at the West Wing.
Also, man, yeah.
And there were, like,
there's no black people out there.
Only four niggas there.
Well, yeah, and they're on your side.
And they on your side.
Right.
Nah, the nigga who was in there with the puff jacket, like, he was looking for the stimulus bills. Like, yeah. He was looking for that bill to mm-hmm. sign the COVID release. He was not on their side. I don't know how he got in, but
you he know. Just walked in.
he walked in with the mob.
Yo, I could tell the nigga was like, "Oh shit, nigga's just walking in.
You just walk in, free tour, free tour. All right, hey, lit. Hey, yeah.
Nobody gonna stop me. They had fucking rope guiding them to right. the fucking officers.
He was probably like,
bro, when you see the officers open the gate, they're literally like, "Follow me, guys. It's this way." Like,
he
bro.
Was probably like kind of hesitant at first, like a deer. He was like.
We lost to the Hornets?
Because I am like a nigga. He got in there and he was like, "Oh, cool. All right. Bet." So this what this shit look like. All right.
Right, like, damn, this that privilege y'all be getting.
How do y'all feel about how LaMelo has been playing?
I was just about to say. So,
we just lost to the Hornets. I'm upset.
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't been able to watch games like that, but based on what I've seen, he's not starting, is he? He's behind Terry Rozier.
He's not starting?
I don't think he's starting.
I think he's behind. I haven't turned into many Hornets games. I've just seen the shout out to RDC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've just seen the highlights, and they released a video about how they do his highlights, how they just show off everything LaMelo is doing. LaMelo is pretty much how he's got the career arc that I expected, at least from, like, when he was walling out to now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lonzo and LaMelo were the only ones that I thought had real basketball skill.
Yeah.
Jello was, to me, a spot-up shooter who couldn't play defense, and I was like, the way the league is going, there's no real room for you. So I was like, he's probably not going to make it. I'm dead.
He's all over that.
Dead.
Yeah. Niggas are too dead. Funny, bro.
Niggas are absolutely
oh my god, it's the comment section. It is the comment section every time for the win, bro. Oh my god. Every time.
Twitter's the only place on the internet where you can look at the comment section and it'd be even funnier.
Then the actual post, the response, the one and then the two? Oh my god, bro. But who do y'all think the best point guard is in the league right now?
Still Steph Curry.
Still Steph?
The best, like, pure point is still Chris Paul. But, like, the best point guard for, like, today's league is Steph Curry.
It's certain things you can't, like... Okay, so it's the same way that I kind of feel about... I guess it just comes with, like, everything. Like, there are so many categories that make up a whole. So, like, the same way I was... The same way, within an album... Like, you have the songs individually, but you also have the way those conceptually, like, fit into the whole of the album. Right. Like, you can have an album that has, like, if it's 13 tracks, like, 8 10s and then a bunch of 9s, yeah. But it's still a 10 out of 10 album because of the way that those songs are, like, fit into the like album in and of itself, if that makes sense. Like the same, like kind of the same thing with like basketball players, I guess, because you have like pure raw talent, but also like there are certain things you can't take away. Kind of like everywhere Chris Paul goes, like for the most part, like they're a contending team. Yeah,
they are a playoff team.
It was the same thing that I was saying about Jimmy Butler. Like that nigga's great, and everywhere he's going, he's only made the team actually better. So yeah, because I was at first going to combat that point, but I was like, nah, Chris Paul.
Yeah, like, I would say I would agree to it. Just watching him play, like his consistency, mainly.
And he, bro, Chris Paul is actually the ultimate point guard. He's a point god. Like literally, like Chris Paul's annoying. Like, have you seen some of the shit he does? Like,
he's really annoying. Especially with his hezzies and just the things he can do, and
like
just the veteran moves he does on IQ. Defense.
Yeah. Bro,
to get positioning.
That and even like, bro, okay, so Ron, I don't know if you saw this. There was a game where they won this game. Bro, it was like there was like a moment where somebody like I think it was like a forced timeout type shot, or they got a technical shot.
When he pointed out that Cat's shirt was on top, and they got an extra technical foul. And they made a technical foul, and they got a free throw, and they made it.
And then because of that, Steve Adams was able to go throw a full court pass to Schroeder, and I think he made the shot. Yeah, but it was because Chris Paul, like, he does shit like that. Like, he'll untie somebody's shoe real quick to make them have to tie their fucking shoe to do shit. Or he'll
just throw them off.
Yeah. Or he'll do something like, he'll say something was a foul and go talk to the refs knowing damn well it wasn't a fucking foul. Like, just to give niggas an extra time to, like, coordinate. He does shit like that, bro. That nigga is, like, crazy.
Chris Paul and LeBron are, like, the only two players in the league who legitimately make everybody else around them better. They elevate their play.
Steph Curry does that, too.
Steph Curry does it differently.
Yeah, but I get what you're
saying. Steph Curry is gravity.
Yeah.
It's because Steph Curry is on the floor, your job is easier. Because of Chris Paul and LeBron's IQ and understanding, and just the things that they can do with the basketball, your job is easier.
You know
what I'm saying?
What about Luka?
Facilitate everything that you do. Luka is more on the Steph Curry range. I think he can get there,
but he got
the thing about Luka is he generates assists because you have to pay attention to him.
That
like
does
LeBron
make
and
sense.
Chris Paul is a different level than you just have to pay attention to them. They're all like Luka and Steph. Yeah, all these great players, James Harden, all of them are a step ahead of the defense every time down the floor. Chris Paul and LeBron are like 5 steps ahead of the defense. They know what you're going to do before you know what you're going to do.
Because it's not even a matter
DeMar DeRozan told the story of when he was with Toronto in like 2016. They were in the conference finals. They called a play. Patrick Patterson he didn't hear it or he just didn't know what the play was. LeBron said, Patrick, you're supposed to be right here. Like LeBron knew the play on defense. He was like, nah, you're supposed to be right here. That's where you're supposed to be. Like, if I'm Patrick Peterson, I'm like, yo, call another play.
It literally doesn't matter.
I know he's going to know it, but this just don't make me feel comfortable.
It literally feels like a moment in a video game.
Right, like bro. Like,
LeBron telepathically, Patrick,
you're supposed to be right here. He's like, you're supposed to be right here. And there was like one moment, Iman Shumpert was like, he'll do stuff like...
Where's it? I don't know.
Which one?
Nani.
Like, Iman Shumpert, like he'll do something. He'll grab the ball and he'll say, "Shump, if he move, cut," like all loud and shit. Yeah. And dude moves and he'll be like, "Tristan, cut, take him with you," and all this stuff will happen. And I've literally seen LeBron do this. I just never heard what he was saying because they don't pick up the audio. Directing traffic, Chris Paul does the same thing. They're like 5 steps ahead, whereas like with Luka,
It's like you're seeing after images of people before they're
right
dead.
Before they happen, man. It's like theirs is like different.
God, like that is like it's literally like the meme of the lady like seeing the numbers and the calculations in the air every time they
every
get the
time
ball.
Every time they get like, the ball, they're just like
that's crazy.
Thinking of what's next.
Like that's a crazy concept to be in. Like as the point guard, you're literally the one that's like responsible for running and operating everything like,
in the office.
Oh man, it's like there's a different type of like science running every type of like position, like because I guess in basketball is a lot more fluid now though, so but between like your scores, your people that direct traffic, like And like, being a center is his own thing in and of itself. But specifically with point guards, I don't know, bro. Kyrie's been cooking. Sure. I thought Kyrie wasn't going to be as... Oh, I know what I
got. Don't count my mans out, man.
Yeah, I know Kyrie. Yeah, originally I was kind of like counting Kyrie out.
But I don't know. I feel like that was pretty much as expected. I feel like Kyrie always plays with a chip on his shoulder. Like, he always has something to prove.
Mm-hmm. Kyrie,
It's crazy. But that my only thing is, like, he puts himself in those positions.
Yes, he does put himself in those positions a lot. Kyrie, to me, is definitely more of a scoring-minded... Mm-hmm. Kyrie, to me, is great. Mm-hmm. He's definitely top five point guard. Can I name four point guards better than Kyrie? I don't think I can. He's top three, especially this season at least. Mm-hmm. But like the thing about Kyrie is like, he definitely puts himself in these really weird positions.
Yeah.
Like outside of the things where it's just like, you know, if you just shut up for a second.
That's what I mean.
Like, you'd be fine.
He doesn't make it like.
But like, he doesn't do that. On the court, though, you know, it's great.
As far as gameplay, I don't know. I feel like they just need to be more consistent.
The Nets?
Yes. Yeah. As far as.
Losing Spencer Dinwiddie. For the season is a huge blow.
Yes,
He got injured?
Yeah, he tore his ACL. Yeah. Or it might be an Achilles. But he's out the season. Both of those are season-ending injuries. Yeah. What's his name? Markelle Fultz just, I think, tore his MCL. So he's out for the season.
Markelle Fultz? Damn, he was doing so good.
He's doing really well.
But we'll see. We'll see how Chris LeVert transitions into
that role. He's played that role a little bit last year when Kyrie was out in the year before. But
yeah.
You know, he's got to play. He's got to now be a tweener with backup point guard and backup two with Dinwiddie out. So
it was definitely ironic when Kyrie and KD missed those shots.
I didn't want to be the one to bring it up.
No, I
thought it was hilarious. I saw Mima.
It was like their shot.
Ironic.
It was both of them were there. Both of them like it was literally their shot. KD was like, I don't know. He seemed awkward coming down. Even when he went up, but I was like, bro,
He was straight on. That's the shot I've seen.
Kyrie straight up hit a nigga with a crossover. He straight up crossed that nigga up
and pulled up and was ready to shoot. Kyrie was square from the jump to get the shot off. And I mean, they just missed. They just simply
finally have that guy.
Yeah, and that was made it so I immediately said it afterwards. I
said it too.
It was like, damn, bro.
That's what I mean by that consistency. But I think that game will probably give them drive to, you know.
I mean, they'll be fine with the playoffs. Yeah,
but they'll be up there in the playoffs.
They'll be a force and stuff.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, it's just that was hilarious. Better for it to happen in funny to say this better in December at the beginning of the season than in some June
playoffs. Yeah. We'll see again because I'm sure the situation will come up again.
You'll get plenty of chances. And also coming against the Wizards doesn't help, but you know, basketball throughout the regular season, we have bad teams, but the thing about basketball is any given night somebody could just be hot or somebody could just be cold, and that below 500 bad team is just having a good night. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, cuz I want to see I want to see something good happen with the Bulls. Because I don't know if Zach LaVine is going to leave anytime soon. Maybe that's why I'm balling. Zach LaVine has been... He's been balling for a minute, though. Yeah. I just don't want him
pretty
to
pretty much
be...
since he's gone to Chicago.
He was always in Chicago, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't. Timberwolves.
Yeah, he was at the
He was at the Timberwolves for a little bit.
Yeah, bro.
Shout out to Trae Young for putting Kyrie on the skates. It's a really nice crossover. He's been balling, man.
He didn't tonight, but at least the first half. But other than that, Trae Young's been balling, putting Atlanta on notice. The Hawks are a playoff team. I know they dropped three in a row, three bad teams, but you know, it's okay.
Man, it's also because we're in the motherfucking East, though. But I mean, still, I guess you can't really
I think this year, both conferences are. The East is a lot more competitive than
it has been in a very long time.
But I think both, not equally as competitive, because the West definitely has 10 playoff teams. The East has
The Warriors are not even like...
Well, the Warriors are starting to click. Yeah, I'm going to be interested to see how they do against the Clippers.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
I don't think they are.
Because I'm also thinking, like, I don't know, man. Because I want to say they are because you're right. I think the chemistry in this Steph Curry's disgusting, but it's also like, I don't know if they can do that against better teams. Because all the times that I've been seeing, they're Trailblazers.
Huh? Wiseman has been playing good.
See, here's the
thing. Yeah, Wiseman's been disgusting. Like you said.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about the Warriors. What they have going for them right now. Develop that
chemistry.
That's what
they're developing the chemistry, but here's the thing that goes for the Warriors. They needed Draymond.
Yeah.
There was a point, like Steph, he can't do everything. He's a 6'3 guard. He's not big like that. He can't do everything. His thing is shooting and opening up lanes for everybody else. But Draymond is the one who gets people where they need to be and on track and in the system and everything going. They need Draymond back also to be the one who barks at everybody on defense and make sure there's position there too. They have the size in the wing positions to compete in the West with Wiggins and Kelly Oubre and Kent Bazemore has been making his threes. Damian Lee is leading the league in three-point percentage right now. Oubre has finally been making his threes. The Warriors are a playoff team, even if they make it in the play-in tournament. They're a seventh or eighth seed.
Because the Suns are there now. The Suns are definitely going to be there. Let me see. Lakers, Nuggets, Suns. The Rockets could actually be a playoff team. I counted them out, but they could actually be a playoff team.
Maybe. He's still there.
As long as Harden is there, they're a playoff team. And depending on how long he is there, they could still. But if they get wins and then he gets traded like right before the deadline, I say
Lakers, Suns, Clippers.
Mavericks.
The Jazz are most likely a playoff team.
Jazz,
maybe.
Trailblazers. Did you already say Nuggets?
Nuggets. Are going to get it together. They got to figure out that backup center position.
That's it. Really Rockets are in there if Harden doesn't leave. And then you still have who else? Warriors and
Pelicans and Grizzlies.
Basically every team outside who's the only teams that aren't in there really are like Timberwolves,
the Thunder, Grizzlies aren't a playoff team, the Spurs Thunder aren't a playoff team, the Kings aren't a playoff
Spurs,
team.
Kings.
1, 2, 3, 4. So you got 11 teams
that
are considered playoff teams, but then you got the playoff tournament that's 7 through 10.
But yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like in a normal year, maybe not. But the Warriors aren't on that lower end of closer to 11. They are closer to 7.
They are closer to 7 and 8. But I just got to see how they play.
They are closer to 7.
Because I'm about to say, the statement isn't how far they're going to make it in the playoffs. If they're going to make it to the playoffs, of course, barring injury or anything like that. Because Klay's out. Like,
Klay's out the whole year. He's not coming.
Even in the playoffs. No. Like, man, that's so painful. He didn't even make it to the preseason game. It was in practice.
It wasn't even in practice. I think it was in like just a regular pickup game, you know, getting ready for the season. Just it was the same thing that happened to Boogie.
Yeah.
They said which Washington team has the worst defense?
Oh my god.
The Washington
Wizards. Oh my god.
It is definitely the Capitol building.
That's brutal.
Oh my god, bro. Niggas are so hell, bro. Nigga said we in this bitch. Oh my god, bro. These niggas. Bro, what is he wearing?
You he's got the North nigga fit.
He does. This nigga looks like he's literally from fucking New York, bro. Or maybe.
He's definitely from the DMV.
You know.
It's gotta be.
Man, that is so hell. Is that a MAGA hat? It looks like a MAGA hat. But I don't know what MAGA hats look like up close.
I don't know what the back of him looked like. He's got it turned around.
That's what I'm saying. It looks like there's words on it, but I can't.
Really, I can't really make them out. It doesn't really, unless it actually says MAGA and not Make America Great Again.
I know I'll jump back to this topic. They really went on a tour of the Capitol for free.
For free.
repercussions.
And they were invited.
Marco Fultz ACL.
Marco Fultz.
Rest of the season.
He was doing
the U.S. Capitol with 100,000 niggas. I can't not talk about that. That, I mean, like, it's just absolutely wild.
Meanwhile, meanwhile, Flo Milli in the Capitol building. Wow, I'm so dead. Yeah, oh, my God. Did you see the Flo Milli shit when she was dancing? No. Yo, so there was an old...
Josiah hit us with the mellow meme. Police when they see MAGA protesters.
I'm fucking dead. So there's an old Flo Milli ad of like, I don't know how old it is, but like she's like in front of like, she gets out of a car. It's like a beach commercial and there's a Confederate statue and she starts dancing.
I still haven't seen the video.
My God. Like, so niggas found that shit. And meanwhile, Flo Milli in the Capitol building. Oh my God, bro. Niggas are actually too funny. Like, I'm so happy God made niggas. Like, whatever's out there.
Dang, I forgot that one of the senators of Illinois, like, started out, she didn't, like, start out her whole speech with it, but, like, her last statement started with one thing Hitler was right about, was that if you control the youth, you control the future, which is a true statement. But it's really wild that you liken that to Hitler, because that said you a lot. Can't
start your statement out with.
Can't start a statement with one thing that Hitler was right about.
Was right on one thing. Hitler was right on one thing.
Like, Hitler. Like, you can't start it out like that. That's not okay.
Yeah, man. No statement. Just
like, that's just not okay.
You might be able to sprinkle it into words like. The end, maybe, but you cannot. cannot begin. That's fucking Hitler. All right, man. So, did y'all hear that?
The greatest American relationship is in shambles.
Man,
what relationship?
Like, I just felt as if they were a lot of people's rock.
I'm not gonna hold you.
Jada and Will Smith.
I'm not. Is it an integrity?
No, don't hold you.
Gordon Hayward's career high is only 44 points.
I mean, that's not really the nigga only.
I'm not saying like that's bad because I can't go out he and only drop 44
played,
points.
The nigga's only played 3 games. Like, what are you talking
career
about?
High.
I know he's only played 3 games.
Like this season? No, not season high.
No, career I know. High. In his career, he's only played 3 games. The nigga's injured all the time.
He wasn't that injury prone in Utah.
He did play for Utah, didn't he?
Yeah. And he was like their only scorer for a certain point.
He should have just stayed in Utah.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Kimye.
Yeah. So I've been waiting on this day. I was hoping it didn't come at this point in time. Yeah, man.
The timing when Kris Jenner put out this press release was just awful.
Yeah, bro.
The press run for Keeping Up with the Kardashians new season is just bad for them.
Yeah, bro. Like,
good damn, girl. Go ahead. Good damn.
So we should pray for Kanye. Should we begin with? Yeah, we should. Well, he said a while ago, I remember him tweeting that. He said he'd been trying to get a divorce from Kim. I vaguely remember this tweet, back in my memory.
Kanye about to tweet y'all one.
Y'all won, bruh. Oh my God, bruh. I hope he's not going through it like that. I also don't want her to take all of his money. Like, because he is a billionaire.
Easy, the newest $1 billion baby.
$500,000. Oh my God. Please don't do this to Kanye. He's just
trying to come back.
I hope this helps him.
I think it will. And then his next album will definitely.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm selfish. I really just want good music again. Like,
literally what I was aiming for.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying I don't care about their relationship.
I don't.
Going out, you know, being in trouble because I didn't care about it being together. Kim Kardashian gave nothing to Kanye for me. You know, but hey, actually, man,
in retrospect.
His girl, a superstar, all from a whole movie.
In retrospect. From a business standpoint, she had to give him something.
Yeah, from a business standpoint.
But from my perspective, I'm about to say, yeah, I don't really see Kim Kardashian really improving Kanye in the long run. Like, in retrospect,
no.
He's just crazy.
He would have been crazier anyway. Shit seemed to spiral out of control a lot faster with Kim.
Yeah.
He still would have spiraled out of control. But, like, it just seemed like with Kim, it was like, wow.
Yeah, he was like, He really, really spiraled. It was also the fact that, like, it didn't seem like she was trying to help him not spiral. But I don't know. I'm not in their household. But
bro, I mean, like, I saw the divorce coming because they didn't even vote for him for president.
That shit's so fucking funny. Which she shouldn't have, but, like.
Absolutely shouldn't have. But, I mean, at some point, you got to show loyalty. Radical liberal John Ossoff's wife, though, clocked into work as an OBGYN election night. So, I don't know. Maybe that's just what white women do.
She's married to a white woman? John Ossoff? Oh, wait. No, yeah. John
Ossoff. Not radical liberal.
Oh, yeah. Not radical. Not radical. You have to say his name right there. You have to say radical liberal.
Radical liberal Raphael Warnock. And please say the radical liberal.
He's got a whole That's right his full there. Name. That's his full government.
That's on his ID. Like radical liberal. Radical liberal Raphael Warnock. Right. You cannot refer to this man as anything else.
The radical liberal
Raphael Warnock.
Oh my God.
My opponent, radical liberal Raphael Warnock. Radical liberal Raphael Warnock.
Yo.
It is the funniest phrase. It is the best four words put together on this planet. I love
the generation we live in, man. This shit just gets better and better, bro. Jesus fucking Christ.
He is not a pastor. He is radical liberal Raphael Warnock.
That's his job. Like,
there is nothing else he can be. This is peak, man. This is what he was put on earth to do.
His purpose.
Like, this is what God told him.
He didn't have a choice
to be like, radical liberal.
Like, when
his father would wake him up at 6 a.m. in Savannah and he didn't know what it was for, it was to be radical liberal Raphael Warnock.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was back then, or I didn't understand why, but then one day it hit me and then I remembered my name.
I am radical liberal Raphael Warnock.
Niggas said I'm on it, bro. He's like the youngest of like 12 kids or some shit like that. Like, this is a long time.
And it just didn't work
it.
Out. It was like a whole Warnock 12 thing going on. And they were like, one of you will be the radical liberal something Warnock. Yeah. Who was it? Ralphie.
First black senator
in Georgia.
Graduate from Morehouse.
Only the 11th black senator in the United States. That is wild.
Like, that's what I'm like.
Especially when you think about it, because a lot of them were during Reconstruction. Mm-hmm. Then you had a couple during the Civil Rights, and then you didn't get another one, I think, until Obama in 2005.
Yeah. Like, the fact that, like we live here. Years. That's the thing.
Like, we actually
live here.
I pay
like,
my taxes.
Yes. Like, we really do live here. And I think that's what's one thing that's extremely interesting, and I'm not going to, dare I say, dope about seeing white people get their ass pulled by the cops now. It's like, they're literally like, oh, shit, like, y'all are beating our ass.
Yeah, y'all are not supposed to be doing this. I ain't got no melanin in me.
They running through that nigga house like two. Oh my God.
Running through your house like the Tomb Raider.
Oh my God, bro.
They said Soulja Boy wouldn't let that shit
happen. Yeah, Soulja Boy would not let that shit happen, man.
Bow, 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 bow.
Another nigga came in the door.
I'm trying to. The funniest part of the video, like, is the reaction.
I
like,
lifted off the mask.
I saw who it was.
When Big Soulja opened Nancy Pelosi's door and saw that nigga with the feet on the table, he was like, I saw him with the feet on the table. I looked. I knew who it was, man. After I knew who it was.
But that nigga said, it was an inside job. It was the shades, bro. It's so
bro, I have that video too on my phone. Like that. I have that meme too. He's just like,
oh my God. I don't have it.
Like, bro, Soulja Boy is also the king.
This nigga, wait, he's
gotta watch the movie.
Yes,
you gotta watch the movie. You gotta watch the movie.
What the nigga said? Wait. Even before he shot, he said he took out the mask. Shot this nigga, bah, screaming,
oh,
yes,
yeah.
Fuck,
oh, fuck.
The nigga's not even looking when he's shooting. Yo, that shit is a legendary moment in history.
Soulja Boy has done a lot for our generation that he don't really get credit for, man. Like,
it's like
Soulja Boy really is the GOAT, if we're being honest.
It's kind of the same thing they do to Kanye to a degree. Because it's like, the nigga's kind of an asshole. Like, Soulja Boy
kind of.
I meant that satirically. Yeah. Like, that's what I mean. He's kind of a fucking dick. Yeah. But I mean,
but he's hilarious.
He's really dope. Soulja Boy,
good morning,
really
Kanye. Shut the fuck up.
Nah, bro, I felt him on that. It was still dark outside. Don't talk to me, my nigga. I felt him on that. I was on his side.
That's the energy that I think I projected in the morning. Sleeping.
That's definitely the energy you projected that nigga who came asking for you to vote.
Bro, straight up, I was like, my energy was straight up like, get off my porch.
Bro. Like, get the fuck out of here. I don't care what you want, nigga. Like, leave.
Yeah, bro. Niggas be fucking tweaking, bro. Speaking of which, how do y'all boys be handling your stress?
Twitter.
Yo, I need to focus on that more now. I think I need to meditate more. I think I need to practice stillness.
I need to be more consistent with my meditation.
Yeah,
I'll meditate like 2 days a week. And
I think really just it could be stimulating your senses. Really, part of meditation. Light a candle. Something that smells good.
Mm-hmm.
Throw on some peaceful music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to do guided meditations.
Yeah,
that's at least how I start. And then it's once I feel as if I can do it on my own, then I'll try to like venture out.
I need to do yoga more too, probably.
I started doing yoga and it felt great. And then I don't remember if like I stopped because I started doing something like came up and then I never went back. But I haven't gone back to it in months. And I need to because I got scoliosis, so I can't really bend down that great anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got I know I need to focus on de-stressing a lot, like at least now, because I just feel like I'd be stressed a lot. I lost my debit card recently, and I know when I lost it, I was like, yeah, I know I literally lost it because I was stressed. I did not get enough sleep between point A and the point that I lost my debit card. I was doing a lot of moving. There was a lot of shit going on. And like after a certain point, literally when I lost it, I was like, bro, I cannot even backtrack all the shit that I went through, because like I was just like flying on. Like, I think I drank like a Red Bull, two Red Bulls and a Monster that day, whatever. This was like fairly recently. I would say a symptom of me drinking Red Bulls generally, but when I'm drinking them a lot, I know it's like I'm in a stressful time and I probably need to sleep.
You feel like the crash is kind of
coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hard.
Mm-hmm. And I can feel them a lot more.
Following up on yoga, like exercising, really. Mm-hmm. Like
I really like
running because I don't know, I've always been like the runner in like some sport. Like I did midfielder when I was in soccer, and midfielder when I played lacrosse. Or
stamina.
I swam. So.
I played defender in soccer. I did not have stamina.
But running, I feel like, releases stress for me as well.
Exercising is definitely a good one.
I need to be more consistent with exercising. I think I'm gonna probably next week I might just get a Planet Fitness membership, and then it's right up the street from me, because I do want to be able to be in like. I know working out does relieve like stress, and it is nothing like that sense of accomplishment like after the fact. Like,
yeah,
you just can bump out all that bullshit stress that you go through like with a good workout, like, and the sleep you get after that is just.
Absolute fire.
Immaculate.
Excellent. Yeah.
Like, I think as part of, like, sometimes working in, like, I don't know, just day completion. We talked about this last week a little bit, Ron. Just like the, there's nothing like going to sleep and being like, why do people keep making Jason Derulo calling me?
Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo has fallen on the Capitol steps, on the steps of Capitol.
Bro, I don't even remember when he originally fell. Like, I don't know what Met Gala that was. It feels like, I just feel as, I just feel as if I ever see the date, I'm going to think it's closer to right now than I would think. It feels like he did this in like 2012. He probably fell in like 2017.
Oh my God. When did Jason
Derulo? I don't even think you have to put that much. I legit think you can just put Jason Derulo and it will come up.
Fall. Jason Derulo did not fall down the steps at the 2020 Emmys. What?
I know it wasn't 2020. This meme's been around longer than that. Yeah.
I need results. I need information. Yes. No, Jason Derulo did not just fall down the steps at the Met Gala. So did we fabricate
every
this?
Year, bro.
Was it fabricated?
Is this the Mandela effect?
Is this
the Derulo effect?
The Derulo effect, the name of the episode.
Facts, Derulo effect.
The Derulo effect.
I was trying to think of a way to radical liberal Jason Derulo.
Pretend it's 2011. Okay.
Dude, there's so many.
It was 2011? Wait, I wasn't that far off?
Then 4 years later, you see a picture of yourself on the internet, and people are claiming you're Jason Derulo, and you're falling down the steps.
It's not even Jason Derulo.
It's literally not even Jason Derulo. Oh my God.
What? My whole life has been
the Mandela effect, the Derulo effect. That's in crazy. Live action, it wasn't even fucking Jason Derulo fell. You just opened up Twitter one day, and now this trending thing, Ron. And now there's a trending thing where you just fell down some fucking steps. Oh my fucking God, bro. Dude, y'all are fucking crazy.
Is it effect or effect? Crazy. Oh, that'd be kicking my ass.
I think it's effect.
It's effect. Okay, cool. Hey, nah, but for real, Capital and Capital was really fucking niggas up today.
Like, O and A?
Yeah, the O and A. Mm-hmm. Like, don't get me wrong. When I think I don't know, I will look it up before I type my tweet.
Yeah.
Just to make sure. Yeah, and I was like, all right, it's O. I was like, it's O. I saw so many, Capitals.
For the
and
theirs?
Like,
I'll be doing it for the theirs. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure.
I know the theirs, too, and yours. Because I used to joke on niggas for that. And if I'm a joke on you, I got to know it. Cause you gotta know to be a hypocrite.
I recently mastered theirs. Like I want to say like a year or two ago. I was like, I think I have it now with fluidity.
But one of my pet peeves is the lose and loose.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, girl,
bro.
I don't understand.
I didn't even think about it because I mean, of course, sadly, it's not like native language. But I remember the first time somebody like foreign was like really telling me, they were like, bro, no, English is like one of the hardest languages to learn because y'all just have shit that don't make sense. Yeah. Why, like, literally, like, shit, why is 2-3 different words? Like, it's literally like hard as hell.
Why is Wednesday spelt like that?
Yeah, like, there are certain.
It's literally Wednesday. That's how I learned how to spell Wednesday. It's
still
Wednesday. My mom pronounced it Wednesday. That's how I learned how to spell Wednesday.
Like, there are certain.
Why is there a P in pterodactyl?
Yeah, like there are certain nuances in words that, like you said, your
I before your, E except after C does not mean anything.
It doesn't. It literally doesn't.
Like fucking weight is W E I G H T.
It literally does not mean anything. Like, man, yeah, English is a very hard language to learn. At least so I've been told.
English is stupid.
So fucking trash. I'm. The collapse of Western civilization, like we're watching it like in front of us. I'm very interested to see what the next episode looks like because I feel like
this is next time on Dragon Ball Z.
It's like this, bro. Like time is literally a human construct. I think I was talking to somebody about that. I was like, bro, even the concept of like a year, like there aren't, we just categorize them as years. It's tomorrow. Like
the same it literally is just tomorrow.
Like the same shit we're going through now, we're going to be going through more of that.
It's still gonna be like, here. I don't know why you niggas thought COVID would expire. Yo,
11:59 That was one of the funniest jokes.
At 10:31 2020 It's
2021 The pandemic is over, y'all. We made it.
No, bro. Like it's still here. It's evolved.
One thing I can say though, bro, especially you know, Biden's in office, is I hope he lives up to say to do the shit that he said he's gonna do.
Yeah,
talk about a stimmy money hit
$2,000 stimmy, bro.
I think I'm trying to figure
first
out
100 days. If I want to I'm telling you.
Woo. So the Panama in Miami, man. Like I'm trying to. I need to go somewhere.
Stimmy checks, healthcare,
tax returns.
Student loan forgiveness,
police reform,
First 100 days, Biden, you got a lot
all
of
that shit.
All that shit.
This ain't it.
That was wrong.
I feel like another way to.
I don't got that kind of time because it's a pandemic.
Release some stress. Take naps. Dude. Sleep on purpose.
I will take a nap.
Sometimes it'd be hard for me. I will take a nap. No, yeah, I took a nap. I had to take a nap. But it's hard for me to take a nap sometimes. I'll be like, oh, in this time period, I could be sleeping. I could be doing something. But it's easier to do when you don't have as much on your plate. I will say that. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to say yesterday, I think I got ahead on a few things. So I was able to, like, chill for a bit. And I tried to take a nap, but I couldn't take a nap because the second I laid down, I started thinking about, once again, all the different type of shit that I should and could and would be doing and, like, deprecating, self-deprecation of, like, oh, such and such is doing this and this and this. There's no
that's
reason I should do
that. That's precisely when I take a nap.
That
when
is
I,
like,
when I start, like, feeling myself self-destruct, I take a nap.
Look at what I just sent you on Twitter.
It's hard for me to actually take a nap when I'm self-destructing because it's hard for me to calm my thoughts into.
You can't. I tweeted that earlier. You can't. Oh, I don't even know where the Los Santos government building is.
Yo, they didn't even program them in the game.
Oh my God.
But like, it's harder for me to sleep
they
when.
Shoot you off.
Literally, there are certain. I know there are certain places in GTA you pull up is like 5 stars. Like, niggas said that earlier.
The
they were like,
military base?
Yeah, yeah, they the military were like, base, you instantly get 4 stars.
Yeah, they were. Somebody was like, bro, this is literally 4 stars.
Bro,
in GTA.
No cap. I on GTA Online with my black ass character, I just walked up to some cops, and they instantly shot me. I didn't have any stars. They just shot me. I was like, this game's realistic as hell.
Yeah. Bro, niggas be fucking tweaking, bro. I don't fucking know. Wait, you said something. Yeah, it's hard for me to go to sleep when like I'm self-destructing because it's hard for me to calm my thoughts enough to be like, okay, I can go to sleep because all I can think about is, damn, I'm really lacking right now. But I mean, there are pros and cons to it. Like, I mean, con is I probably don't get rest, but pro is every once in a while I will get up and like make something. I literally harnessed that energy and made a whole song. Like, I was trying to go to sleep, I couldn't go to sleep, and I was like, I physically don't feel like doing anything, but okay, well, let me find something to write to, and then I made like a whole song. And then, like, I probably sat there and wrote it for like an hour or some shit like that. But I was like, okay, now I can feel comfortable going to sleep because I feel like A, I harnessed that energy to do something, and B, like, I actually did some shit. So, like, and I can do something like with this. It's not just me like doing something out of this. I get sick of doing shit. So, that is another way that I think, another thing that does help me with stress relief, actually doing shit that I do love to do that's productive, I guess, wise. Like, because sometimes, even if it's a matter of, like, me self-destructing, I can distract my own mind with thoughts of, like, shit that I want to make because I do a lot of writing. So I'll literally be like, okay, well, what's going on in my show right now? And try to literally, like, overthink the thoughts that I'm thinking, so that helps too, like, until that becomes stressful, in which case, because I was about to say, even like making, I'm sure you have that, those times of music where you want to escape into music and then you're like, oh, fuck this shit.
Exactly. Just be so tired.
Mm-hmm. But all right, man. It's been a beautiful fucking shark stream. We thank y'all for tuning in.
First one of the fucking year, man.
First one of the fucking year, man.
I know it was the name of last episode, but new year, new streams. You feel me?
Yes, sir. We'll be back next week. to discuss the, if any, repercussions of this wild shit that we're experiencing right now.
See what brews through the night, you feel me?
All right, you know, see how this night shift gets it out.
Dude, yeah. Like, I'm telling you, niggas been keeping up.
One more time for Radical Liberal Raphael Warnock.
Because it's a panoramic. All right, man. We love y'all. Keep tuning in. Black Lives Matter. NSARS.
Black Lives fucking matter.
We really matter. I'm happy that y'all stayed home. Happy y'all went out to vote, man.
Shout out to Georgia for voting. Coming through one more time.
One more time. Repeat, baby.
Black Lives Matter, but, you know, the lives that didn't exist, the blue ones don't, apparently, according to MAGA and the Proud Boys.
This is going in. All right, man. Tap in. Love y'all.